There was a time when heaven and hell divided reality and souls were lost. In a timeless cosmos with creatures of light and darkness, an ancient battle ensued, creating hell's dark torment. Yet it's said that God's will is that none shall perish, so the angels and the dead formed a rescue mission. "We'll go to hell," they said, "and bring back all those lost." What nobler purpose to serve than saving souls? The bells and chimes rang, echoing through the heavens, heralding a second battle, the invasion of heaven into hell. Through the gates the light shone forth. Jesus led the way. The light of God and angels shone, illuminating the fires of hell. The bars were torn asunder, and inside that huge chamber, 1,000 souls were stolen from the clutch of Lucifer. Down from above and up from below streamed a horde of demons mighty. Each of them were captured and shown the light of God. Deep into the labyrinth of Dante those warriors traversed. At the speed of light they went, gathering souls along the way. Brightness filled every corridor. Every crack and crevice was lit, and when nearly all had been saved, they found Satan's inner chamber. Inside were powerful forces: greed, arrogance, ignorance, torture, mayhem, and dismay. A host of evil filled the room. So a special team came forth. Suffering struck at torture, humility fought with greed, knowledge faced off ignorance. One-on-one, they battled in pairs while Satan tried his best to turn the tides of battle. But little did he know. In his twisted brilliance, he did not conceive that his opponent would arrive, the Lord Jehovah himself. For God's will is that none shall perish, so even Satan must be saved. Into the chamber flowed light so bright that walls of stone melted down. Thorny hides of demons crumbled into dust. All the evil that they conjured was absorbed and cleansed until all were captured. Satan was restrained with ropes made of children's hopes. Beauty stroked his face, and joy took his place. All those souls of hell were taken to the lake of fire to fulfill the Bible prophecy of the end of time. But lo, the lake did not destroy them. It purified their souls. For the crucible refines us, melting, changing, restoring. 2/3 of eternity's angels watched as the lake boiled and churned. One by one, the souls were fished out, cleansed and made anew. In the end, all had been saved, even Lucifer, who shed a tear and cried out, "Forgive me, Lord." And so the untold prophecy became true. Just as Jesus saved us with his death, so Satan, the mastermind, saved himself at God's request. For God cannot betray his nature, and Satan knew this well. Alone and defeated, facing his end, he saved himself with